Doctor, my eyes. Tell me what you see. I hear their cries.
Well, what I see is the Opening Eyes program. And right there on our hotline here at WTMJ is Dr. Kelly Knippel. She is with the Vision Therapy Centers of Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
You know, I was not made aware of the needs here in this area, but first of all, thank you for doing what you've been doing since, what, 2001 when it comes to our Special Olympians?
Yes, you're welcome.
So what basically you're doing is providing medical attention to these athletes. And we just recently had a get-together in Oshkosh on April 5th where 176 Special Olympic athletes were treated and examined for possible vision problems. Is that correct?
Yes. So we kind of do a combination of a screening and full exam. So we do a very, very thorough screening, and then anybody that is seen to need glasses, we then do a full exam just like you'd get in your office, and then we're able to prescribe glasses and sports goggles for the athletes.
You know, I would imagine a lot of us that are listening this morning probably just assume that people that might have intellectual or mental disabilities get the same or better health care than, you know, the rest of us do, but that's not the case, huh?
Right. Typically, often insurance coverage for them, but a lot of times they don't go either because people think that they don't really need anything, or because people think that they can't participate in an exam because maybe they're nonverbal, or they may be afraid to go to see the doctor. And sometimes what is actually prescribed ends up not being the same as what would be done for other individuals.
I didn't realize that you could conduct an exam with someone who is nonverbal.
Yes, so that's something that people often don't know about eye care, is that we can do almost everything we do in an exam without the people responding verbally to us.
All right,
so we can even tell what your prescription is just from looking with the light into your eye.
Well, that's all that funky math stuff, isn't it? Refraction and angles and all of that. It's amazing what you can do with that stuff. Hey, coming up on June 6th in Stevens Point is another Special Olympics event. Take us through how this works. If you know, parents are bringing an athlete or an athlete is showing up at this, does this happen during the Olympic competition, before it, after it? How does it work?
Yeah, so it happens on the same day as it's one of the days of the competition. It's on the Friday. And all the athletes that are participating can certainly come. It's a state games event in Stevens Point. But anyone that is part of the Special Olympics program is welcome to come up and go through the Opening Eyes venue or any of the other Healthy Athletes venue. That they also do hearing screenings and dental, and a physical therapist. They do fitness evaluations and different things like that.
So as far as the types of exams, this takes, what, maybe 20, 30 minutes tops?
For most of the programs, it does. To get through our venue, because it's pretty popular, people should plan about an hour to get through.
Oh, wow. Okay. And is there a place that I can go online and maybe learn a little bit more information about this and the upcoming event that you're going to be holding on June 6th in Stevens Point?
Yes. So there is a little bit of information on the Wisconsin Optometric Association website. There's also, for the Special Olympians, there's information on the Special Olympics Wisconsin website.
All right. And I probably should ask this at the get-go. Is there a cost involved for athletes that are participating in these games to receive and get this eye exam?
No, there isn't. So this is completely a volunteer program. It's staffed by volunteers. And also, the Lions Club's international sponsors part of it. So a lot of the costs are covered by that. And there's companies that provide the eyewear and making the lenses, so it's completely free.
That is fantastic. And Dr. Knippel, you also do this on an international basis as well, I understand.
Yes, I've been fortunate to participate in 8 different world games at different places around the world.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing what you're doing. And again, we want to focus attention for the Opening Eyes program. Free eye exams and can also lead to free eyewear for our Special Olympic athletes. And all you have to do is just kind of look these folks up at the Special Olympic event, which will be coming up next June 6th in Stevens Point. Dr. Knippel, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Kelly Knippel with the Vision Therapy Centers of Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, joining us on this Sunday morning here on Wisconsin's Weekend Morning News.